from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. An explosion in Germany. An explosion in the German city of Ansbach near Nuremberg has killed a suspected bomber and injured 10 other people. Police said a man, according to our current knowledge, the perpetrator, died in the blast late Sunday. It was the fourth violent incident in Germany in a week and came as the country is still on edge after the killing of 9 people by an 18-year-old Iranian-German gunman in Munich on Friday. The blast in the town of Ansbach prompted the evacuation of more than 2,000 people from a nearby music festival. Police offered no immediate details on the individual killed or those injured. The International Olympic Committee has decided not to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. But they will have to toe the line on certain criteria before they'll be allowed to participate. The announcement came after an IOC meeting on Sunday. Here's the announcement from IOC President Thomas Bach.
Every human being is entitled to individual justice. There we have set the bar to the absolute limit for how Russian athletes can achieve to compete in Rio. All of them have to meet individually this number of very strict criteria we have established today.
Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko says he's grateful to the IOC for not imposing a blanket ban on the Russians. He said that a majority of Russia's team complies with IOC criteria on doping and will be able to compete in Rio. He said these criteria are, of course, very high, but this is a particular challenge for our team, and I can say I'm absolutely sure that they will be able to fulfill the criteria.